I'm surprised that some few about people, not of our people, I mean, but some of the audience laughing at such nonsense as you've heard presented in the last few minutes. Actually, I felt like praying for the man. I'm sincere when I say it. Now, he told you that he answers my question. I said, Brother Sutton, did Paul receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost? You inferred no one received the Holy Ghost baptism from Acts 2 until Acts 10. Did he answer that? No. He just quibbled and argued and made statements with no foundation, just talking and saying nothing. Darkening wisdom with words. And some that laughed, I'll tell you, I was really surprised to some that laughed. I even prayed for them. I said, Lord, that laugh seems to bid him Godspeed in their partakers of his evil statements. He said, Mr. Best, on scriptural statements, I asked him to prove what the gift of the Holy Ghost was. He said he received it in the Bible and received the Holy Ghost to speak with tongues. Everywhere they said they received the gift of the Holy Ghost to speak with tongues. Where they received the promise of the Holy Ghost to speak with tongues. Where they received the baptism to speak with tongues. He said, Mr. Batts said so and so, but they can't prove it. Well, why didn't he take time to prove otherwise? Rather just stand there and make statement, bad said, but he can't prove it, Did you mean it, Mr. Bass? Why? Didn't he take the time and point out the scriptures to contradict those things I said? The reason, dear friends, he cannot. He cannot do it. Now, he said he was contending for the faith once delivered to the saints. But he said that was once delivered was done away with in 64. The faith. And Jude knew there'd be preachers like that in the last days, and he told the preachers that could pray in the Spirit to debate with them. Argue, dispute, and debate. Contend for the faith once delivered to the saints. How am I going to know what was once delivered unless I read the Bible? Well, I'll tell you what happened, friends. The saints one time received water baptism and spirit baptism, spake with tongues, did many other wonderful things. And I'm contending that what the early church had, we can have today, and he's disputing that. He's the ungodly man without the Spirit, contending that we can't have it. The baptismal measure, he called it the measure. The reason I said that. If you have the Holy Ghost in your body, you're baptized. Now he said of the Acts, Ephesians 5:19, where I referred to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Did you notice the quibble he made over that? He said, Mr. Bat said they received the Holy Ghost when Paul preached to them, and now he's writing for them to be filled again. No, he wasn't writing to the ones who already had the Holy Ghost. Don't you think that anybody converted from the time he started that revival all these years, now he wrote back to the church? He's telling not only the converts in the church who had been saved and baptized, hadn't received the baptism, he's telling them to receive the baptism and all who reads that statement. Telling you, Brother Sutton, to be filled. Brother Sutton, you referred to Brother Sutton a while ago. I wish you had manifested the Spirit, Brother Sutton did. I never had a Bible discussion I enjoyed more in my life than the one we had with Brother Sutton. You did a good job. Some of the fellows of his brother said the truth suffered, but I think he's suffering more tonight from his brother, if they claim brothers. I doubt if they claim it. I don't know. Now listen to this, brethren. Listen close to this. The 7th chapter of Hebrews, verse 24, the Bible said, Christ hath an unchangeable priesthood. Did he mean that? Did it mean it has changed? It simply means it's the same from the day of Pentecost till the end of the plan of redemption. In the 13th chapter, 8th and 9th verse, he said, Be not carried about with divers of strange doctrine. Why? Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and... Amen? What are you talking about, Paul? Doctrine of Jesus Christ. You believe that? No. Some of you can't believe it. You know why? Your church won't let you. You're limited to the denominational faith. If they said, you say. They said no, you say no. Amen. No matter what the Bible said, it's what your church said. God help you to let God be true and every man alive. God said that. Let God be true and every man alive. Now, he keeps on arguing about this one baptism. One baptism. I explained that thoroughly. But in the same chapter, he said, there's one Lord. He told me not to get up and say that. Cry in advance. Don't shoot me in the eye with that, Mr. Bass. Well, he said that, there's one Lord. But on the day of Pentecost, the sermon of Peter converted 3,000 Jews. He said, he quoted from their own Bible, Psalms 110, verse 1. Listen, the Lord said unto my Lord, said on my right hand, Well, I make thy foes thy footstool. When these one gods you heard that out of the own Bible, the King David, the two lords and the one lordship, that were pricked in the heart and cried out. No, not two gods, brother. Jehovah God the Father, Jesus God the Son, and God the Spirit. These three, one God. Albert Batts, Lois Batts, Billy Batts. These three, one family. Now the Bible said of a man and wife, listen, they're no more two, but one flesh. Now when a man and wife get started, according to some of his unlogical statements, I'd like to add this in just to fill up on that. If a man and a woman is two before they're married, then they become one, which one dissolved, which one was lost? He said something about a half baptism or a two-third baptism, how to go, or the one baptism. God said a man and his wife are both one. How can two be one? How can God the Father and God the Son and God the Spirit, these three, be one? How can a man and a wife and a son, these three, be one family? Water baptism for the body, blood baptism for the soul, spirit baptism for your body, your spirit. These three, one baptism. Now he said, I misquoted so-and-so, and he said, I said Sutton, but I said, Brother Sutton. I don't guess you remember that. Because he won't call me brother. And I said, Ananias was not a Church of Christ preacher because he called Paul brother. And he said, well, Peter called those cutthroats on Acts 2, brothers. I said, look like if Peter could call a cutthroat a brother, you could call at least a good citizen a brother. Say the truth, that lost Peter and Ananias were not Church of Christ preachers. They both had the baptism of the Holy Ghost and believed in speaking in tongues and the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. Which by point does not believe, and you know he cannot believe, and you know why he cannot believe? The Bible said their eyes they have closed, therefore they cannot believe. When he one time heard the truth, because he's influenced by certain doctrine, he closed his eyes against it. It is utterly impossible. He can no more believe it than this microphone can. There was a time when he could believe it, but not now. I knew I couldn't help him when I came here. I didn't come to convert him. I come to present truth to honest sincere souls who will let God be true and every man alive. God didn't call me to convince him or anyone else but to witness. Preach the gospel if you believe it and are baptized. shall, not all, shall be saved. The baptized believer who keeps on believing everything that the gospel teaches shall be saved. The baptized believer who fails to keep on believing all that the Bible teaches shall be damned. About these puny little questions here, he'd be some pie eater if he could get me to waste my valuable time on these little nonsensical questions. My subject is to prove that you can have the baptism of the Holy Spirit today, and I conclude that we have done that from the Word of God. Now, tomorrow night, I won't have time for this next question, but tomorrow night, I'm going to have the picture of every person's heart that enters this door, right up here before you, whether you're a child, a sinner, a backslider, or whoever you may be, on the face of the earth. I'll have a picture of your heart and quote the scriptures and let you look at it tomorrow night and see yourself in your heart as the Bible teaches your condition. Let you be the judge. Whether you're a little child, a full-blown sinner, whether you've been converted, whether you've gone further than being converted and been baptized into his death, whether you've gone further and been baptized in the Holy Spirit, or whether or not you've gone so far and quit and backsliding or slid and went backward. I want you to see that tomorrow night.
Gentlemen moderators, Mr. Batts, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we're making progress in this discussion. I believe if time permits that we continue throughout tomorrow evening, that we will have made a lot of progress, that we have covered a lot of ground. But I'd like to suggest to you, first of all, that as Mr. Batts was closing, he suggested that he would not take time to answer these puny, unessential questions, that he wouldn't waste his time on them. Now, I gave Mr. Batts these questions before the service began tonight, written out, that he might have time to deal with them after having seen them. I wanted to be fair with him, but he doesn't see fit at this time to deal with them. And if I were in his shoes, I wouldn't either. Mr. Batts would chide me because I overlooked one question he asked me because of the lack of time. But he won't attempt to answer my puny, non-essential questions. And he made quite a bit ado over what he called the ridiculousness of some of the things I suggested in my last speech. But he did not let you people hear him say again what he said in his last speech before that. Now, I just simply let Mr. Batts' statements lead to their logical conclusion. Now, he's the man that said that the soul and spirit both receive Holy Ghost baptism. He's the man that said only the body received water baptism. And he took all of that to make one baptism. And he's the man that made application of Holy Ghost baptism to the beast, even to the snakes. Now, Mr. Batts, thou art the man. You haven't gotten out of it. In fact, you're in worse shape now than you were because you didn't even try to get out of it. So that shows that he didn't even think he could even near get out of it. He didn't make an attempt to. But he ridiculed me for what he called ridiculing. It still stands, Mr. Batts. Do you believe that the snakes will receive Holy Spirit baptism? He said, oh yes, he said, I think it refers to all flesh, the animals, the snakes. Now, he's the man said it. Now, the conclusion is ridiculous. It is ridiculous, but he's the man said, that's his conclusion, logically. And he said in Acts 2:39 that the promise is to all afar off. That's exactly right, Mr. Batts. But it doesn't say Holy Spirit baptism is promised to all that are far off, but it says the gift of the Holy Ghost. And that's exactly what I've been saying. I say that a person that believes the gospel, he repents and is baptized for remission of his sins, that he shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, whether Jew or Gentile, whether of that generation or this one. That's my position, it's not Mr. Batts.
because that doesn't mention Holy Spirit baptism. And I showed how in my first speech that it could not refer to Holy Spirit baptism. Because this gift of the Spirit is conditioned upon receiving water baptism, but Cornelius received Holy Spirit baptism before he received water baptism. So it can't be the same. But he didn't deal with it. He can't. It stands untouched. Then he said in 1 Corinthians 6:19, the body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which you have in you. That's exactly right, but it doesn't mention Holy Spirit baptism, does it? No, it doesn't even mention Holy Spirit baptism. So it's beside the point. I believe that my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost that dwells within me. That isn't what his proposition says. His proposition says Holy Spirit baptism. Then Colossians 3:3, life is hid with Christ in God. That doesn't mean Holy Spirit baptism, though, does it, Mr. Bass? And then he said that Mr. Sutton didn't answer about whether Saul received Holy Spirit baptism or not. He said, Mr. Sutton said that nobody received it from Acts 2 to Acts 10, something to that effect. No, I didn't say that, Mr. Bass. You play the tape back and see. I tell you what I did say. I said that Peter went back to Pentecost and said, as on us at the beginning. I didn't say nobody received it then, but I can say this, there's no record of anybody received it during that time. I challenge you to find a record. You produce it. Now, he can't produce it. So he's accused me of saying something I didn't say and don't necessarily believe. But there is no record of it. I'm not saying that the Apostle Paul did not receive Holy Spirit baptism, but I'm simply saying there's no record of his receiving. And he knows it's not. Then he said something about Acts 2:40, and he said Luke made apologies to you and me and so forth, mean other words. He said they're found somewhere in the Bible. Did you mean to imply then that Holy Spirit baptism is somewhere else in the Bible? It ought to be here in Luke's speech, that, or in Peter's speech, that Luke said was including these many other words? Now, that's what I thought he meant by it. And if he did, that proves he does not believe the gift of the Holy Ghost mentioned in Acts 2:38 is Holy Spirit baptism, but he tried to bring Holy Spirit baptism in verse 40 under many other words. So he's admitted then that Acts 2:38, the gift of the Spirit, is not Holy Spirit baptism. If his argument so. And then Mr. Habat says, everywhere they received the gift, the promise, the baptism, they spake with tongues. Did they receive the gift of Holy Spirit in Acts 2, Mr. Bass? I'm not about the ones to whom Peter preached that received his word. Peter said they would receive it. Where did they speak in tongues? There's a piece of it. He can't produce it because it's not there. And then he said, concerning one baptism, he said, well now, there's one lordship and two lords. That passage doesn't say so, does it? Friends, Ephesians 4:5 does not say one lordship. It says one Lord. And it refers to Jesus Christ. It does not say one Godhead that has three persons like he made like. It says one God the Father. Didn't say God the Son. Didn't say God the Spirit. That's what he said. It's not in the passage. And so my argument still stands. Well, he said here is Mr. Batts, one person, here is Mrs. Batts, another, and here is Billy Batts, and they're all one family. Are you just one person? What about that? See, what if it said one Batts? Would you have three? He said one God, the Father. Do you have three fathers? It says one Lord, it refers to Jesus Christ. Do you have three Lords? Two Lords, Jesus Christ? He knows that's not so. He says that debate with them. Bowen said, I was a false teacher, so we're to debate with them. Mr. Bass, what about another one? Let's sign up for another 4 nights. What about that? We'll see if he believes in carrying out the instructions of the Spirit. What about 4 more nights in these same propositions? I challenge you to do it. Now let's see if he'll accept the challenge. Now he said the Lord commands him to do it, and if he doesn't do it, he'll go to torment over it. He says, I'm contending what the early church had, we can have today. You believe that all of the way, Mr. Bass?
2 minutes.
Now notice that he said, whatever the early church had, we can have it today. You heard him say it. He won't deny saying it. It's on the tape. The early church had 12 apostles in it. Now, Mr. Beth, what about today? You got apostles in the church today? Like Peter, James, and John. Have you? Are you an apostle, Mr. Beth? Are you an apostle? Do we have apostles in the church? Friends, you know that he's not. He knows that he's not. And I challenge him to tell this audience tomorrow night, if he is an apostle or not an apostle, like Peter was. Wait and see. Then he said in Ephesians 5:19, that when it said, be filled with the Spirit, that Paul was not writing those who already had received Holy Spirit baptism, but to these new converts. Well, let's notice that. In the first part of it, it says, be not drunk with wine. He didn't mean these that had received Holy Spirit baptism couldn't be drunk with it. He just meant the new converts, according to him. Yes, sir, Mr. Bass, that's your conclusion. You said he wasn't writing to anybody except these new converts. Well, these old converts could get drunk with wine then, if that's so. Now, that's Mr. Batts' position. That's not mine. I don't believe that. I believe Paul was writing to the Christians at Ephesus. All of them. What about it?
15 seconds.
And so I'd like to impress upon you again as we close that Mr. Batts has utterly failed to produce one passage of Scripture that shows that believers today are baptized with the Holy Ghost as the apostles were on Pentecost. Thank you very kindly.